While the practice of evaluating teachers is not new, the state's new educator effectiveness system will bring uniformity to a process that had varied considerably from district to district. Teachers will now be rated on both their teaching practice and on student outcomes. Each will count as 50%. Betsy Kippers is president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. She says teachers generally support the new evaluation system, although she says there is some apprehension.
Anytime you have significant change, fear is always there, and fear sometimes is a good thing because I think it's going to lead to people working collaboratively to make sure this system is implemented how it was intended to be. It's intended to help students and teachers improve their practice, improve their learning, and continue to grow together.
Some teachers worry that districts may use those performance reviews to make high-stakes decisions that could involve pay or punishment. State Superintendent Tony Evers says that the new system is not meant to be used punitively. He says neither are the results of the new standardized tests that will replace the WCKE tests this year.
These tests will be online, and they will be they'll test students at a different level, not just a superficial level. And it really isn't to be used in a punitive way. The results, they'll be used for school districts and the individual classrooms to take a look at how their kids are doing and how they can improve.
The new tests for 3rd through 8th graders are aligned to the new and still controversial Common Core educational standards that were adopted by Wisconsin in 2010. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.